Blog Talk Radio.
God's love will rain.
Hey y'all, what's happening? You want to walk me into another edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy, I'm your host, I'm your friend. We in the house, we are excited. Happy Friday, happy Friday to all our listeners that's taking your morning commute or you in your business office. Getting prepared to get that check today. Trying to get ready to get that check. If you just got started, you're going to have to wait the next week to get that check. But we got an amazing show lined up for you on this beautiful Friday. I'm excited just to be alive. It's a beautiful day here in Orlando, Florida. Look like we got an overcast outside. Look like it could rain, but I don't know. It's going to, guys, love rain, ain't. I know that. It's going to rain, ain't. And we have an amazing show lined up for you today. Hopefully you got your seatbelt buckled up while you're taking your morning commute. And you ain't texting, so you don't run into nobody and hit them and then be looking all crazy. That's what we're talking about right here on the Greg Shell Show. Excited today. I'm trying to swallow and talk at the same time. I noticed that there's a delay. We normally have the music coming on automatically. So when you hear that little delay, you guys, we are still working on the technical support parts of the radio broadcast as we make it better and bigger and brighter so that you can tell a friend to tell another friend to keep it locked right here on the Greg Shell Show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show and make sure you put the number 3. We're excited again to be here on this edition of the Greg Shell Show. We got some amazing people going to be hanging out with us today on the show. And we had Brother Darrell Thomas on the radio yesterday. I'm talking about he's an amazing artist. He has a new clothing line that he's launching and all that stuff. So we're just want to give kudos out to him for hanging out with us on yesterday. Look like we got some of his music here on the show. And let me just do this. Let me just play a track from him. I'm waiting on DJ Prayer to come on the line, the airways. And, we'll see how that go, because she be hanging out with the Crickets. She got a new addition to the family, the puppy, the dog pound. They say Snoop Dogg got the dog pound, but I beg to differ. She got the dog pound. She got seven pups. And I'm telling you, she be keeping it 100 right here on the Greg Shell Show. Look like she done chimed in. Holla, hey, happy Friday, DJ Pratt. What's happening?
I see you.
What's going on? You ain't out there in the bucket.
Was calling my name before?
I was calling your name. I can feel it calling your name, DJ. DJ Prayer.
I call your name, DJ.
My wife having at you this morning. She ain't here this morning getting it in. I'm telling you, we excited, though. I'm excited. It's Christmas time in the city. Ding-a-ling, bells will ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Yep. What's going on, DJ Pray, out there in Texas?
Baked beans and dirty rice with the big bones that hat.
Baked beans and dirty rice. Get out of here.
And beef bones, whatever you call these things with the meat.
You know what? It's Friday morning. I want you to go ahead and play that track. I want to do something with it this morning. And we're gonna see him. My Nigerian brother. He gonna be hanging out with us a little later on the show. I want to get him in on that track too. But let's go ahead, me and you. Let's get that track in this morning. Let's get the blood pumping on a Friday while everybody get ready to get their check and all that good stuff. They get their cash deposit, they Zelle deposit, they all that Cash App and all them apps. Let's get it in right here. Let's try it this morning. Let me see what we can do with it.
That's not going to work.
What?
I don't see it. I was trying to change the S to a capital S on there because, I'm very structured. I don't like no lowercase when it's supposed to be capital and all of that. I was trying to change it, but then all of a sudden it just disappeared.
Let me see. Can I find it? Let me see.
It's just like that.
Huh?
It's a slack track.
It's a stack check. That what it
slack.
Say?
S-L-A-C-K.
Stack track. Let's
I said
see
slack,
it.
Not stack.
Oh, slack track.
Yeah.
Where you at, slack track? We need you this morning, slack track. Where you at, slack track? Oh, I see you got a good song in here. Let me play this song on a Friday morning. Can you play it? It's a God Favored Me. Ooh, that's one of my favorite tracks.
Don't play it, engineer. You got it.
I'm learning. Let me see here. Right here on the Greg Shell Show, right back.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are. I
had my share
of love
abuse.
Abuse.
Manipulated. And its strength. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind. Love is felt
most
when it's genuine.
I
had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help it. But to give God glory today, when I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me, because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity. But it would not fall. Would not bend. Won't compromise.
God favored
me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character. My faith in God. He favored me. It will not fall. Not gonna bend. Won't compromise.
I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak health.
They whisper. They conspire.
They told their lies.
But God favored
me.
was in question, but he favored me. I promised him that I wouldn't compromise. Although I was going through, and I spoke life, and I spoke prosperity, and I spoke health. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. Everybody, one more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
If you're riding in your car, you might need to pull over for this one. Come on. nervous for this thing. I'm gonna let my band play. 1, 2, 3, horn!
Brother, that's Darrell Thomas. He was on the show with us yesterday, with this song. Thank you, Lord. Boy, that's a powerful track. And y'all heard it exclusively here, right here on the Greg Shell Show. I'm telling you, that was bad, 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 and bad. And they say Michael Jackson's song was bad. That was bad, there in Jesus' name. DJ Brad, where you at? Are you folding clothes? You hanging out the clothes on the line? What you got going on? Well, at the end of the day, we just give God praise. Darrell Thomas, man, look at here, that song right there, boy, you know, he was sharing with us on yesterday about how he was pouring concrete and he had got electrocuted, had got 400 volts of electricity in his body on the job, and God restored him. Ain't that amazing, DJ Prayer?
Uh-huh.
You ain't even heard me. You ain't heard me. I'm talking in broken English. Did you hear me? You didn't hear me?
Uh-uh.
I was saying Darrell Thomas, he was sharing his testimony yesterday. He was pouring concrete on a job, and he got electrocuted. He had 400 watts of power went into his body.
When?
And he's alive to tell the story. Ain't that something?
Oh, yeah, you know he anointed.
Yeah, you know, I got hit head on by 18 wheeler.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
Uh-huh.
And the motor was in my lap. And I seen all the, you know, I seen my grandmama and my deceased brother. You know, all of that went down, man. And God told me it one time. He told me to pick up my bed and walk. So when people don't believe that, you know, that you can have an out-of-body experience, I was a witness of that a couple times. I hadn't seen the light a couple times. I'd rather see the light than to see nothing but the darkness. I was headed to hell, though I believe I was, you know. I thought I was headed to hell because at that time, boy, I was, woo-wee. I was getting it in. You know, God saved fools and babies. But God, that's why I boast on the Lord, because, boy, he saved a sinner like me. And, you know, we continue to sin and thought and stuff like that, but we can't beat up on ourselves. We have to ask for forgiveness and keep it moving, and so that you can go and grow from your experience and use that experience to be a testimony to somebody to help them get through that, maybe facing a situation, you know what I mean? So how your day going out there in Texas? What's going on with you?
Oh, man, I'm swamped as usual.
Yeah, you sound like you're stretching and yawning. When you stretch, did you stretch your toes, too?
No.
Huh?
No.
Oh. When you stretch, you don't stretch every aspect of your body? Stretch your toes, your fingers, your ears?
I don't do no toes. That sounds like something a monkey will do.
No! Well, they say we came from a monkey. I don't believe it. I ain't come from no monkey. I came from the dust of the earth from God. But you know the Scientologists say you come from a monkey. Did you come from a monkey?
Everybody got their own opinion of where they came from.
Oh. Somebody said it was a Big Bang Theory.
Somebody said we come from Sirius B, which is the brightest planet on the earth. And didn't they say we came from Sirius B and we was tossed down into Atlantis, and then they got us out of Atlantis and brought us here?
No.
Then
somebody say the UFO dropped us off here. The UFO.
Huh?
They say the UFO. So that was a UFO come from? What that word you just said?
I had a friend of mine. While you're talking about UFOs, he was sitting in my living room and we were talking. And all of a sudden, he stopped talking in the middle of a sentence. And his eyes went straight. His neck went, you know, up like a soldier. His shoulders went back. And then he stood up straight, stiff, like a stick man, and ran out the house.
No. What's wrong with him?
I said, what's wrong with your boy? And he said, I don't know. And then by my office window, I hear him screaming, come outside. Come outside. Everybody, come outside now. So I looked at everybody. I said, hey, man, we live in a white neighborhood. We don't do that kind of stuff over here. What's wrong with your boy? He said, I don't know. Let's go see. And they pranksters. You know, so I'm thinking.
Oh, they pranked. They were playing a prank. I thought they had smoked some good cannabis.
No. I'm thinking they got jokes. So I walk through the house and I'm like, boo, around every corner, you know, but nobody. So I went on through the living room, through the dining room, and out the back door. And then I looked around to where the driveway was. And I see him walking back and
forth.
Looks
like we got a call on the line, too.
We do?
Yeah, look like it.
Okay. Well,
I want you to finish talking about what the whoop that took place on this beautiful Friday.
Okay, so anyway, he was walking back and forth like a attorney. You know, he was pacing at a high speed. And, I looked at his friend, and I'm frowned up. I said, man, what is wrong with your boy? Because he was over there talking. I told y'all, they come out here because it's dark. They can't go to NASA because it's too much light. And I'm like, what the heck? And then I said, what's wrong with you? And then my friend said, look. And he pointed over our garage. And I looked up, and I seen three fireballs like the sun. One at the top and two at the bottom. You know, like a triangle shape. They were like that. So I put my right hand on the ground and my left hand up to the sky. Like, what the heck? And then I seen they wasn't bending down. So I got up. I was like, what is that? And then that's when I told you I'm not from here. I told you I'm not from here. And I was like, what? So I said, what's up, homies? You know, I'm talking to the fireballs, being silly.
Oh.
So, and he said, no, you can't do that. That's disrespectful. I said, well, no, homie, it's like friend, like your dog. He said, you can't say that. They'll leave. And I was like,
oh.
My bad, y'all. My bad. I didn't know.
So there was an actual fireball coming from the sky. So what was it? Meteorites? What was it?
They were floating. Over the garage, they weren't moving at all. They were just sitting in one spot. And then
that's some real there, boy. Look at here. Well, I'm glad.
He said that, I was like, he said, I think we should go inside now. And they had a little girl over there, a little baby. She looked like she was about 5 or 6, maybe 7. You know, just a little one. And I said, well, you ain't gotta tell me twice. Come on, baby. And I got the little baby here. We went back in the house. And we sat down. I turned on my recorder. This guy was so smart. He said, are you recording me? And I was like, yeah. And he said, no, I'm not going to talk. I said, well, I have family. My family and my friends need to know that these things are out here. I don't know what was that? How did you even know they was here? They didn't make no noise or nothing. You just snapped out of this earth and went to somewhere and stood up and ran out of here. What was that about? And next thing you know, he said he didn't want to talk about it. He started saying something about kangaroos are marsupials and all of this. And I was like, what the heck? You know, he started talking about bodies are made of 666, protons, whatever.
If you were talking about 666, he was a demon. All right, well, let me do this, because that right there too much for me. That's too out of the world for me. We got a call on the line all the way from the 404.
Back up. Back up. That is not a demon. If you look up 666.
What you said?
If you look up 666, you will see that the body is made up of 6 protons, 6 neutrons.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you get a 666 to be used in more than one way.
Yeah, so anyway, after that, like, years went, and I kept trying to ask him what those things was. And finally, one year, which was last year, he answered me. And he said they were molecules from God.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
And then they
threw it away. God is a supernatural God. He do what he wanted to.
The little gray, the whole sky was gray, but they went into the little black area that was on the gray sky and disappeared.
Wow.
They followed each other. They didn't get out of sequence.
Wow. Well,
that guy, they didn't make a noise. They didn't
make
a sound. But anyway, here we go.
Well, we got a call on the 404. Let's see what's happening. Call on the 404. You got the flow.
Well, y'all, that was Yoda from another world. All those molecules and the six bits and the six. That was me. Hello, Greg.
Look at this,
Hello.
We got a stranger on the line. We got a stranger.
This ain't no damn stranger. This is Wayne Cunningham.
What's going on, Mr. Cunningham? Happy Friday, man. I ain't heard from you so long. I thought you hadn't disappeared, just like what you were talking about, the molecule.
Man, look at here. Look here. You know, when it rains, it pours, right?
What's up?
Boy.
Welcome to the Greg Shell Show, first of all. What's going on with you? Happy Friday.
Man, the storm is almost over now. Well, not almost. The storm is over now.
Okay.
You know, these bills and this and no income and that. Bruh, look. I wasn't going crazy, but I knew God was going to deliver me from these things. So I had bills deferred, you know, my car note. They decided, okay, we're going to help you out. We're going to slash your payments down. And you pay the first month. And then what we're going to do, and we're going to put the rest of it on the back end. So my car note is cheaper.
You put yourself out there like that, brother.
I wouldn't give a damn, but you know why?
Hey, we can't do that on my highway, bro.
Get what? Man, you think?
You live on the radio. We can't. There's certain restrictions we can't do, bro.
Like what?
I mean, go ahead and share what you're talking about, but you know, certain
saying,
things
I'm
we
going,
just on
bro,
another
I'm
page
going,
with it.
Listen,
hold on, we got another call on the line too. Go ahead and continue to talk.
I'm going. Listen. I ain't perfect. I ain't rich. I ain't never professed to be. I'm just going through what I'm going through in my life. And I'm just letting you know that the storm is over now. That's all. Storm
Amen.
Is over now.
Okay?
So that's what I've been going through, man. I'm sorry if I said something I shouldn't have said, but, you know, but anyway, I said it. So that's...
Well,
praise God. I'm going to say that.
One thing
praise
I know
God.
Is God is a forgiving God, and he forgives sins, and Greg Shell forgive people, too, when you apologize. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we all make mistakes along the way, and we keep it moving, but we learn from them and grow from them. With that being said, I got all the way from 757 on the line. My co-host all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia. He's on the line. What's going on, Brother Greg?
Yes, bless, boy. I hear you talking, boy. Talking about some forgiveness. What's up,
DJ?
What's
going on, man? We missed you on yesterday, bro.
Boy, look at here. I missed y'all this morning, boy. I'm so glad y'all still dropping some serious knowledge right there. Can I chime in on that? Because, you know, one of the things we have to realize, forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness for us. Because Because when we forgive, we release something. When we allow forgiveness to live in our hearts, then they continue to hurt us. So I ain't going to allow nobody to hurt me and continue to hurt me. That's like long-term hurt. So I'm going to go ahead and forgive you. It ain't on me no more. It's on you. Back to you, sir.
Exactly.
Well, at the end of the day, it's good. You know, God said when we confess openly, he will reward us openly. So I commend you, brother, for coming on the airwaves and just sharing, because you're not the only one that faced giants and go through situations. At the end of the day, we just try to encourage and empower each other. With that being said, Brother Grace, I want to let everybody know we're going to reschedule our show in Montgomery until next weekend. That's going to give us a better, it's going to give me a better flow. It gives us an opportunity to give business owners an opportunity to get on our Step and Repeat banner and just some bigger things after, you know, discussing it with DJ Prayer and stuff like that. I think it'll be better for December the 16th the 9th so that we can come out. I don't want to half step when we come out. You know what I mean? I've been gone for about 15, 20 years. So when we come out, we want to come out strong. And we don't want no lack, because God don't have no lack in his kingdom. So that's where we at this morning. What do you think about that, Brother Grace? You my CFO. What do you think about that decision?
You know what? That's why you're the founder, because founders make good decisions. You see what I'm saying? So if you feel in your spirit that that's the best thing to do, then, you know, we're going to support you. I think that's excellent. Back to you, sir.
Yeah. How you been, man? You know, when I called you yesterday, you was he's hanging out, you know, handling some personal business at the situation. How did that come out? You all right?
Oh, I'm doing good. I had an EEG at the hospital, you know, and it made me think a little bit. I just want to go ahead and say thank you to all of the hospital workers. I want to say thank you to the first responders. Thank you to everybody that's attached to first responders. Thank you for the folks that even work in the hospitals, you know, the ones that clean the bathrooms, serve food, you know. It's the small things that people do that sometimes we can overlook, you know. And all the technicians and stuff, you know, so for all those individuals that work in hospitals and work in health care and stuff and first responders, let's just go ahead and clap them up, because they can't never get enough appreciation, you know what I'm saying, for the good ones. That's what
let's
I'm
go ahead
about.
And clap them up, man. Hold on 1 second. This. Happy Friday again to all our listeners who are taking your morning commute or you're listening to us live in your office. Brother Grace, if you would, tell them about your new TV series that's getting ready to debut in 2024 exclusively on the TGS TV networks and East Coast, West Coast TV.
I'm glad you gave me an opportunity to say that, Mr. Greg. Grace Save That Church is really about helping ministries of all sizes, whether you're online, whether you're a small ministry, whether you're a mega ministry. We just have to realize that everything that we need is in the body of Christ. We just have to be able to realize that, hey, if we realize that the resources that God has given us and they're already in the house, then we need to take advantage of those things, okay? I mean, like a car dealership. If there's a car dealer in your ministry, we should be overflowing them with business. That's where we need to buy cars from. It don't necessarily have to be from his car lot, but he need to be connected to us referring them to another place. They should be the number one seller of cars all over their ministries and all over the city. We have to deal with things in-house. I can remember our ministry used to have a board. It used to be called the business board. So whatever business that you belong to, the members could go to the business board and they could go ahead and shop and deal with businesses inside the ministry. This is the same thing that I'm bringing the approach to. I want to make sure that ministries know how to combine their resources together. You know, it's nothing more heartbreaking than me to go to a ministry and be there at a great service. The sanctuary looks good. The pulpit looks good. The pastor looks good. The first lady looks good. Everything looked good. Then I realized I got to go. When you got to go, you got to go. I had to go sometimes. I got to go in service. Sometimes I got to go after service. Sometimes I got to go before service. Sometimes you want to lie that. So, and then he said, why he just sit on the end? I tried to tell you that before. Yeah, I didn't sit on the end, but they didn't let me sit on the end. Because when I got to go, I got to go. So when I got to the bathroom, when I had to go, I'm like, they got two stalls in here. I said, maybe I'm in the wrong stall. Is there another restroom in this church? They said, no, that's the only one. It's the only one. When I finish in here, y'all going to need another one. So I just try to tell you that we have to make sure that ministries are taken care of completely. You need more than two bathroom stalls. They need to be renovated. Not only need to be renovated, unless you're going to have co-ed bathrooms, then that is the difference. Now, if you're going to have co-ed bathrooms, well, if my bathroom is full, I can go into the women's bathroom. I understand that. But when I got to go, I got to go. And we need to make sure we got some good places to go. Back to you, sir.
Well, y'all heard it first out here on the Greg Shell Show. Brother Grace, you are hilarious to me. And they're going to be also giving away $300,000 to the blessed ministry once they, be able to facilitate the first season of the Great Saved Our Church. Really excited about that. DJ Pratt got a new TV show coming out, the Amateur Cowgirls, the Cowgirls Competition. DJ Pratt, you would tell me a little bit about that.
We got the Cowgirl and the Cowboy show coming out. Amateur Cowboy graduation and Amateur Cowgirl graduation. But I wanted to back up just a little bit and play a song for Mr. Yoda. Honey,
okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Can we play
let's do it first right here on the Greg Shell Show.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is for you, Mr. Cunningham.
Over now. If I
All right. We back, right?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
All right. Right on. Hey, listen, man, I sure do appreciate that song. But let me tell y'all something. I'm a man. I'm not ashamed. You know, I'm just me. I'm gonna be 100%. I'm gonna be real all the time. I'm not gonna ever be fake. Ever. God don't work with fake folks at all. That's the devil that be working with them fake folks. But DJ, you know what happened just then? Before with the intro, before they got even out of the intro, when it started, tears. Tears started coming out of my eyes. And then when I heard the song, I'm like, oh, man, more started coming. But, y'all, this is a manager in the music industry. I have artists. I've been doing different things. I know a lot of people. But guess what? We cry too. I don't know who don't. So I'm ashamed. Not ashamed. God put me through things so that I can be stronger. So if somebody wants, he crying and all that. Ooh, I got problems too. Everybody got them, but ain't but one way we can get through them. God got to put us through something in order to get us to someplace else. And God for that. I thank God for that.
Something to get through something.
Yes.
And the more you struggle, the stronger you get.
You know it.
Only made you stronger.
What? Only strong survive. If you want to survive, you working for God. You working for God. Well, your weakness is going to strengthen you up for that, because these dark principalities, when that light, God's light come, it just like flee quicker than roaches. When you turn on the light at night, roaches just go everywhere. And before you can even take your next breath, it was 1,000 roaches on the floor. You take your next breath, you don't see not one of them. They gone. But when they love that dark. But when that light come with people, when that light come, oh, man, that darkness, you see them, and they run from it because they don't want to contend with the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. Can I get a hand clap for God, please?
Yeah, buddy.
Can I get a hand clap for God, please? Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I don't teach you that. That's what I am. Grateful. Okay, now, right now, back to Greg Shell. Where you at, Greg?
Hold on, y'all. Can y'all hear me? I'm sorry. I got my business partner on the line all the way from Nigeria, Africa. Success, he's on the line with us. Go ahead and chime in, Success. Happy Friday, man. How you doing?
Welcome.
What you thought about that amazing testimony from Mr. Wayne Cunningham?
Man, I was just listening to it, and a whole lot just was going through my head, man. You know, sometimes we feel like we are too strong as men. We trying to bottle things in, and trying to keep things, from going out of control. But sometimes, we got to air it out. You know, we have to, you know, make sure that we have a way to, you know, to push out that stress, to push out that energy that is not feeding us well or directing us to the, you know, to the places that we want to go. And I am so proud of you, man, for taking out the time to be vulnerable, to understand that, you know, in your vulnerability, you can find strength. And one thing that I want to say, too, is that diamonds are not, you know, diamonds don't just come out as diamonds. They go through rough patches. They go through refinement before they become diamonds. And I know that whatever that you're going through, whatever that you're, expecting from God, you know, for you to be this vulnerable and let God know that you are nothing without Him, I strongly believe that He's gonna come through for you, man. Big ups to you, and I pray, you know, that God blesses the works of your hands. Thank you so much for showing people like me the way and letting us know that, yes, it is good for us to cry sometimes. It is good for us to be vulnerable. It is good for us to show that we are humans because, you know, at the end of the day, that is all that we are, human beings. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
So I wanted to share with the world, we was going to be in Montgomery on December the 9th, but after praying and seeking the Lord, we're going to move the date up to the 16th of this month. It'll give me an opportunity to get our step and repeat banners, and we don't want to have step, and I wanted to put it out there to the world. So versus tomorrow, it's not gonna stop. It's not canceled. It's just we're going to do it December the 16th, and I'm just gonna prolong. I'm not gonna do the show in Miami next week. I'm gonna hold it off until the following, you know, to after the holidays. But that's what was put in my spirit of success, and I wanted to put it out there to you. But, you know, that's what's going to happen. It'll give us more time. And, you know, I want to pack the place and have an amazing time and not be rushed because I'm not Russian. I'm American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I completely agree with you. You know, when you strategize, it is better for you to actually, you know, produce something that people will not forget than just rush in and do something that is mediocre. So I completely agree with you. You know, preparation is key. If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. So definitely, let's go ahead and take it to the 16th. Yes.
Yeah, we'll do the 16th, and that'll give, you know, me time to get, you know, I want to present Mr. Motley with an award as well, so that'll give us time to, do things really, really, because we want the nice food and I want the hors d'oeuvres and the eggnog and the, you know, the Welch's wine and all that stuff like that.
The whole nine, right?
The whole nine, the waiters and the waitresses, you know what I mean? You got to do it the Greg Shell way. And Brother Grace, my CFO, he was in agreement with it. What do you think about that, Wayne?
Man, that's wonderful. You must have read my mind. You read my mind, Greg. Yeah.
Really? God did it, man. God did it.
Sometimes we can rush things and don't realize we're rushing it. And we have to wait to the right time. The program is wonderful, but it was like, to me, man, It was close, a lot of rushing, and I was on a tour with Mila and I on a tour for 2 weeks. We wouldn't have been there no way. You know, we were supposed to have been going on a tour with Snoop Dogg, you know, that didn't happen, you know. So but I like planning. I had told you all the things that I was going to do about the chef, bringing the chef. Well, that right there can still happen. I just bring myself. I know how to cook. I roll my sleeve up. I know how to bartend. I know how to do a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to do whatever it is that needs to be done. Even if you had the show tomorrow, I can be there and do what we got to do.
Well, I wanted to say this to you. it takes a man, because I was, you know, I was thinking in my head, you know, because I've been burnt so many times, and DJ Pratt and, of course, Brother Grace, they really are very protective of me, and I'm protective of them because we're family. And, of course, when we have newcomers that come in, it'd be very challenging when we hear negative vibes. So I just commend you today, and success, I just want to say thank you for just coming on and just being you, who you are, success. A successful individual that knows the business and how to do business. And as we go and grow together, everything has to be done decent and in order. So I want to encourage someone that's listening today, there's nothing wrong with humbling yourself. Humbling yourself just simply means humble yourself, because we all face giants. You know what I mean? My situation may not be your situation. Your situation may not be my situation, but we all face giants in life, and we can't get pumped up in pride, because before pride comes, you know, destruction. And so when you let it out, you can be free and know that God got you, because whatever bill you have, whatever situation you have, is still there. And you can't drink it away. You can't smoke it away. You just got to pray.
Okay.
God give you the situation, how to get through it. Go ahead, Brother Grace.
Yes, sir.
I'm just meditating on all that's taking place right now. You know, a lot of times we move too fast and we miss our blessings. So it's important that we take our time, you know, and it's important that we listen to the Spirit, and that we do things just as you said, in decency and order, you know. So God knows what he's doing. We don't know what we're doing, okay, other than what
right.
he show us. So I hear you 100% that we need to follow the leader. In order to be a great leader, you got to be a great follower, okay?
That's right.
I'm all about it, sir. I'm all about it. And thank you
real
for
good, real good.
From the last speaker. That was excellent. That was on point. Back to you, sir.
So watch this. Success. In your professional experience, have you, you know, I've never really heard a grown man come, you know, on the airways. He pushed his way through just like the woman with the issue of blood. He pushed his way through, and he just laid it out to the Lord. Because I'm just God's servant. I'm his male servant. And he laid it out to the world. He's not ashamed of the gospel. And, Brother Wayne, I will tell you this, because of your drive and because you've been in my spirit real heavy, and I prayed with you that night. You was, you know, sharing the information. But some things God have to let you find out on your own. And for DJ Pratt to come in, because that song wasn't even in our library, she was able to retrieve that and bring it to, you know, bring it to you at a time that you really needed it the most. So I just want to tell you, brother, kudos to you for just being R-E-E-L. I love you, brother. And we're going to get through it together with prayer and with true love, genuine love, because people love to throw you under the bus. And I've been there, done that, you know, and I had someone to protect me. So you are under God's protected shield this morning. And then, Brother Success, if you would, go ahead and do a prayer for my brother. And to all our listeners that's listening that may be facing the giant or going through the same situation or something similar, know that God is able to keep you from falling. With that being said, Brother Success, go ahead and do a general prayer if you would.
Absolutely. Father God, we thank you for the life of our brother, and we use him as a point of contact to anyone under the sound of my voice going through one situation or the other. Father Lord, we know that when we come to you in supplication and put you first and let ourselves know that we are nothing without you, you come through for us. You show us that you are God and God all by yourself, and no one can partake in your glory, because you are the end and the beginning. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. Papa, when we come to you in supplication, when we ask for help, Papa, it is impossible for you to deny us. You said in your word that can a child ask his father for bread and the father give him stone? Can a child ask his father for meat and the father give him snake? Father, it is impossible for us. You said your thoughts for us are good and prosperous. And because of that, we know that when we come to you and we cry to you, Lord, you have already answered. I said, before we pray, you have already answered our cry. So whatever the situation is, you know, whatever, you know, anyone is going through, myself included, we are all humans. We all have problems, just like my brother said. We are all human beings. But when we understand that and put you first and know that you alone is worthy and capable and have the capacity to exceed our expectations and bring us to our expected end, Papa, things, you know, things will begin to move in the right direction. Father, as we go into the Christmas celebration, guide and protect us, O Lord. Grant us our heart desires, and we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. No accident shall befall us, you know, on our travels. No conflict on our going out and our coming back in. Our cars are covered with the blood of Jesus. Whatever means of transportation we are using, both land, sea, and air, we cover that with the blood of Jesus right now. And we say, may your name be highly exalted in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Boy, I'm telling you, we gotta clap that up right there, boy.
Oh, boy, you know it. You know it.
I'm telling you, Brother Wayne, if you ain't got no sense, you ought to feel like the hook. You know, the enemy tried to kick you in the car like David Banner.
Yay! Yay! All right. Glory. Amen. Praise you, God. We love you. You love us. We love you because you loved us first. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you ought to have some strength now, brother. You ought to have some strength. With that being said, y'all, we're going to play a song by G2L GLT-E, and he called Colorado Cowboy. Y'all hear it right here on the Greg Shell Show. We're going to come back with all of my guests that we have on the line with us today. Y'all tell us what you think about it. Call us at 845-277-9242 and put in your request. We would love to hear from you exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, Greg, after this song, I want to play a song for success.
Let's play a song for success. You want to listen to that first?
Okay.
Let's play a song for success first. Go ahead and play success first.
Thank you, DJ Prayer. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Y'all hearing the press right here on the Greg Shell Show.
Well, that I was about to say, that's the same song. Check that. I remember them notes. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get it right. Y'all feel
Ay, aukulana ilondolose tuhambena jauhoyame aikulana buso wame aukulana ilondolose
song. I didn't know she was gonna go all out, man. The energy in that track, it was off the roof. I was dancing.
Beautiful.
I was dancing and dancing. Yeah. I mean, that was a very, very good Swahili song, and I like it. And you know, that is a global hit. So thank you so much.
I don't mean to be rude, but I have a song that I would like to play. You know,
okay.
Just 2 minutes or something of it, if it's okay. I'm queued up, ready to go. What y'all think, Greg?
Can you send it to me so we can hear it?
You got to send it. It ain't going to just play from your end. It has to go through our system.
It's not. Okay, watch it. Let me show you how God works. Show y'all how God works. Somebody ain't going to play. Yes, it is.
Okay. Try it.
It ain't got no choice but to play. Soon as okay, we got get here, the speaker connected and everything. All right. It will play.
Y'all, we brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com. For all your staycation needs, you want to visit us online at www.exploreresorts.com. We got less than 14 minutes left in the show. Hopefully y'all having an amazing time, and that something that you're hearing or something that you've heard have inspired and encouraged you in one way or another in a positive way, exclusively on the Greg Shell Show. Go ahead, brother.
All right, yeah, right here, y'all. And it's done queued up. We...
Wow.
I guess y'all was right. I can't even play my Bluetooth speaker. All right, it's called Smile by Kirk Franklin.
Well, you got to play. You got to send the music in, man. We don't want to be out of sync. We want people to hear the clarity in what we got going on, because we just coming out. First impression is last, and so we can't sound like we bootleg, like we do bootleg moonshine.
Thank you for letting me try, and I thought I was right. I was wrong. Y'all forgive me. So,
no worries. Each Wednesday has a right and wrong way to love somebody.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just, y'all said I couldn't do it, and I said, I can. Watch. I was wrong. I tried this.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. We don't listen.
Exactly.
We're supposed to go and grow and learn from each other.
I apologize to each and everyone listening, all my friends at the Greg Shell show, his staff, DJ, everyone, my family. I apologize. I ain't going to ask you to please forgive me, because you already have, but thank y'all.
Sure, Brother Grace, they don't love.
Okay.
Brother Grace went to do the Jeopardy.
check
that means you went going 1,000 now.
Thank y'all, man. For real. Thank y'all.
Hey, man, you're welcome. Hey, Success. Wait a minute. Let me get back to Success, man. That African music was amazing, man. Had me over here on the bed feeling like I can move like that. That do-do-do-do-do. You know what I mean? You did it then, boy. I'm telling you, you surprised me.
Yeah, the energy in that song is, like I said, it is something else. It moves you even when you don't want to move. So
and they could sing too. You know how they tell people to get up in church and sing, and they tell them, you know, they go to clap and know they sound horrible. And they just keep on telling them to sing. No, sit down. Do not sing anymore, ever.
I'm lying to these people,
but I thought we had that beat here this morning. I wanted Brother Grace would get down. We was on this track. Now I was trying to get Success on the track and send Mr. Wayne on the line. I wanted to get him on the track too, but we don't have that track. That would have been hard for this Friday as we get ready to close out the show. Success, what you think about the Greg Shell Show?
Well, so far, so good. I think, you know, this is a great medium. It's a good platform where, you know, God is the, you know, the ultimate, God is being put first. I'm not going to say it's a religious platform, but it is a place that someone can come and, you know, be encouraged, be energized, and be inspired. So far, so good. I think everything is going on well.
Listen, Brother Grace, you ever seen that movie by Queen Latifah, Beauty Shop, when she was, you know, dating that African guy that was playing the piano up in the loft? That's who Success reminds me of. He reminds me of the... You know what I'm talking about? You know the movie Beauty Shop?
I sure do.
With Queen Latifah and the African black guy. He ain't played in a lot of other movies, but that's who Success reminds me of. He's a younger version.
And he is just that, Success.
I'm just that. I'm no one else. I'm nobody else. I'm just me.
And get what? His other part of his name is Jumbo. There he is. Wait a minute. Oh. Pull up, start up. This for Friday. This for I go and get ready to get out of here. Start it over, DJ Prayer. Let's get it in. I want everybody on this track. Wait a minute. Exclusively on the Grub Shell Show. We'll grab this mom. Wait a minute. Go ahead and start it again, DJ Prayer. This is live, y'all. Now, since you want, I want all y'all to come in with your verse. I'm going to kick it off. All right. Let's start it off. Start it off.
Come on, y'all.
Remind me that It reminded me of that Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that Michael Jordan commercial where they said, pass the ball. Pass the ball.
No.
Pass it. You can do it. Pass the ball. Pass the ball. Doggone it, pass the ball.
And we threw the ball. We threw the ball to one brother, and he just like, "Hey, I don't want this. Take it back."
That was a hot ball. Hot ball. Y'all remember the hot ball? You put them in your mouth to be so hot, you'd be rolling around your mouth, and take it out, and then put it back in there.
He did. He got quiet. Is he still here?
Jumbo in the house. Jumbo, what's happening? What's happening, success?
Well, nothing much. I'm just here enjoying myself, man. I love the freestyle, man. You guys are so talented, man. I'm so gifted. I'm so.
You are too. Open your mouth and say something, talk or something. You miss me.
Yeah.
He say that ain't his kilo. He like to write them numbers down. He like to do the he like to do the math. I like him because he like to do math and he like to do all that kind of stuff. I love that. He my business partner.
Oh, you stuck him out there, Greg. You know,
I think everybody out there for the first time, but when I see they don't like the lane, I had to give them in the other. I had to put them in the lane that they like.
That's right.
I don't like to put nobody in no lane they don't feel comfortable in. You got to be comfortable in your skin. If you ain't comfortable in your skin, somebody got to get out and then somebody get in.
You sure threw him out there then.
I threw all of them out there. I threw them out in the water so they can get wet.
I wish I could have saw the look on his face when you say, go ahead, DJ, sing. I don't know how to say it.
I know how we get out. She threw me out in the water. She threw me on a horse. Hey, I got to come out there and get them yachts. I got to come out there. Brother Grace, you want to go out there with me to get them yachts? You and success, I got to find a truck. I got to pull two yachts back.
I'm going to go with you in spirit. So I'm gonna be there.
I'm gonna go with your body, soul, and mind. I'm gonna go. When you leaving,
Brother Grace? We got to go get them yachts. You done gave me a timeline, and I don't want nobody to get my yachts. Success, we got to make some preparation. I got to go get a big old some kind of truck. We got to pull them yachts.
Hey, do me a favor, man. Send me the specs. Let me get the specs on the truck, man. On the things, and then I can help kind of do the logistics on it or something. I don't know. I know what I can do.
Well, I know I got to get them because they gave me a timeline, and you know, your blessings have an expiration date on it if you don't use it. I got to go ahead and get my blessings. Sins.
Okay.
Go ahead. Hey, y'all, the time is ran out. I got to get ready. We got to get out of here. We got to pack up. We'll catch you on tonight. I got a special edition coming on tonight. We got a new. Yes.
It'll still keep going.
Hey,
I only did I got some time for tonight. That's why I had to do it like that. I gotta come on tonight at 6:30.
6:30?
Oh, yeah, I come on tonight at 6:30. I got a special show tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
If I'm not door dashing, which I probably will, I'll be there.
All right, well, we'll see you guys tonight. Tonight we got a special edition of the Greg Shell Show, 6:30 p.m. on the Greg Shell Show. It's going to be 30 minutes. I got some special guests going to be hanging out. And I want y'all to listen in. It's a special edition of the Greg Shell Show. Tonight, new host Debbie Rutler, she's going to be coming all the way out of North Carolina. She's going to have a brand new TV show that we're getting radio show that we're getting ready to debut. On the Greg Shell Show platform. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the show today. Any closing remarks?
Bless, bless, bless. Bless, bless, bless. Love y'all, family. Bless, bless, bless. Back to you.
Success.
Love you too,
closing remarks.
Love all y'all.
Yeah.
Success. Closing remarks.
Yeah, just be consistent, man. God bless you, man. Thank you.
Brother Wayne, last minute.
Peace, blessings. I love y'all, truly. I do. And I love God. Praise God. Have a great day. It was a good show. Great Friday. And I'm looking forward to it. Bye.
DJ Prince.
That's a whole sermon right there, Mr. B. You got to tell him how many letters to use, how many words to say.
Well, I'm trying to learn how to, you know. Okay, I could. We're going to do it like this. Great show. Thank you. Y'all come back to see us again. Bye.
All right. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all tonight, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless.
Bless.
And keep on praising God.
All the time. Never want to stop.